Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Roger Ware talking about Bitcoin Cash. We'll talk about a new blockchain ETF. We'll talk about some news from Russia. And we'll also talk about why Bitcoin is going down again and what you can do actually to stay informed about price drops. So let's jump right into this first news story. Roger Ware, aka Bitcoin Jesus, is bullish on Bitcoin Cash after yesterday's hard fork. So Roger Ware, kind of a controversial figure in the crypto space. He has invested quite early into Bitcoin and has kind of promoted the original Bitcoin. And just last year has started something called Bitcoin Cash, which is currently trading, I think, at number 3 on CoinMarketCap. And believes and kind of pushes the message that Bitcoin Cash is the real Bitcoin that Satoshi Nakamoto actually intended. And what happened now recently, as you know, in New York, currently there is a consensus going on. And with that, a lot of announcements are getting made. What actually happened is that yesterday there was a hard fork for Bitcoin Cash. So what they did is they increased the block size from 8 to 32 megabytes. And implications that this has is it allows for more transactions per second. So currently with this increase, there are 61 transactions per second possible, which is still very little compared to something like Visa or other payment type of technologies. But it just means that it is going towards a way where we just need more scalability. Now, what is interesting with this fork is that normally before a fork, the price of the actual coin that is getting forked is increasing because people are betting on getting the equivalent amount of this token in a hard fork. In this case, however, nothing was as the fork happened with Bitcoin Cash, nothing was kind of given out for free. So holders would retain their original investment and receive the same amount on new blockchain. With this fork, holders' coins will simply be moved to the new blockchain at the same value. So nothing really happened there. And what is interesting, I mean, I know that Bitcoin Cash is kind of a controversial coin, if you will, but you have to keep in mind, and I've mentioned this a couple of days ago as well, Roger Ware is quite the strong personality and has a really strong network when it comes to cryptocurrency. So he owns Bitcoin.com, which is, I mean, the domain itself is super valuable for people getting into crypto, and he can obviously kind of lure people in, which is has a negative touch. So I don't mean it in a negative way, but kind of get people to use Bitcoin Cash by just getting them onto Bitcoin.com. And the other thing is his connections kind of to Bitmain and Bitmain's founder. So there is definitely a good connection to retail people, to stores, especially in Asia, that Roger Ware and the Bitmain people have. So this could always be the case that Bitcoin Cash will become an actual currency, whereas Bitcoin could become a kind of a store of value. So keep this in mind when you're doing your investments, and keep always a little bit of Bitcoin Cash as a hedge. If you're very bullish on Bitcoin, also try to look at the perspective from the technology and what it could potentially bring if it gets adopted into more retail stores and if it kind of gets used more as a currency versus a store of value. Next story, we have a Brian Kelly. He is a kind of an investment guru from Wall Street, and he has announced that he will release or create his own blockchain-based ETF. What will happen here is that the ETF will actually track cryptocurrencies. That is not the case. It will track companies that are using blockchain technology in any kind of capacity. And what is interesting is that the fund will be open to anyone who has a US brokerage account. He noted, including investors who reside outside the country. Person does not have to be an accredited investor to participate, meaning basically everyone that has a brokerage account with a US company can do this. You don't really have to be in the US. Now, the ETF is investing into 4 pillars. They are saying that they are looking into enterprise, a blockchain, Wall Street disruptors, which will be services that will alter how securities are traded, mining-based firms, and exchange companies and startups developing decentralized internet. Now, I think this ETF stuff brings more awareness to the general blockchain and cryptocurrency space. This is always good. I also think it's a good way to invest into the technology without being exposed to the crypto market per se. So if you're kind of hesitant and not really sure whether you should invest into cryptocurrencies, this is actually a good way to get started to learn and understand the technology. Nonetheless, I believe, and kind of the fundamental analysis that we do on the coins, we still believe that you should have some kind of exposure, direct exposure at least, to cryptocurrencies. This could be 1%, could be 5%, depending on your age and on your risk level. But in order to kind of get the upside, this is what we do recommend. But for the general, I want to say crypto or blockchain space, this is good news. Then next up, we have Russia. So Russian State Duma's Committee for Legislative Work will support the first reading of an initiative that will add the basic norms of digital economy to the Russian Federation Civil Code. So we've discussed Russia's stance on cryptocurrency in the last couple of months. There was actually the discussion of regulation coming by the end of May, beginning of June. So this is basically the news here. It says here the initiative, which is scheduled to be considered next week, does not mean that digital currencies will now become a legitimate means of payment. Instead, a separate law developed by the Central Bank, the Ministry of Finance, and the Ministry of Economic Development will set conditions for digital currencies to be used as payment in controlled quantities. The initiative does assert that digital confirmation by a user in a smart contract is equal to his written consent. Quite interesting. In controlled quantities was kind of to be expected. I didn't expect Russia to go like a full, yeah, let's use digital currencies and cryptocurrencies from now on. I think they want to try it. They don't want to kind of over-regulate it. And I think that's actually quite positive. On that note, I think Russia has a very interesting perspective on cryptocurrencies in general, and I think there is some movement going on. They are either trying to kind of foster innovation in the crypto space, and there is this episode by this show called Vice on HBO is a series, and there was, I think, in their newest season, there was an episode with Vitalik Buterin, so the Ethereum founder. You can actually watch the trailer and a bonus episode for free on YouTube. I will actually share it with you guys so that you can have a look at it. And if it's of interest for you, I do recommend that you watch it, because there you can actually see how Russia is kind of preparing, or different countries around Russia are actually preparing to become like a crypto hub or a crypto space in order to kind of foster innovation. So that's quite an interesting perspective as well. Next up, or last but not least, an interesting Twitter account that I found, and to be absolutely honest with you, it could very well be that this is fake or not really true, so take this with a grain of salt, but from what I've checked, it looks pretty legit. So there is this Twitter account called Mt. Gox Dump Alert. You can follow it and you will get automatically a tweet that says how many Bitcoin have been moved or how many Bitcoin are left from this Mt. Gox settlement. So for example, it says here 18 hours ago, Mt. Gox still has 137,000 Bitcoin left to sell, already dumped 60,000 Bitcoin. The last dump occurred 5 days and 23 hours ago. So as you know, currently the price is kind of dropping below 8,000. And the real question and reason behind this is still not clear. Could very well be that the trustee is again dumping certain amount of Bitcoin. So if you want to be in the know of this dump happening, then follow this Twitter account. But like I said, make sure to verify, like don't sell your Bitcoin based on this information, but actually verify it. But this is just kind of a pointer you could use. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.